Hello, my dear listeners. Welcome to Threats Part 4. Thank you for being so patient. If you're new here, hello. I basically asked for you guys to send me threats, and it's become a little mini series where I'm reading them out and reacting to them. Now, we have a really, really long one today, which is very exciting. So please read the tags. And if it's not for you, then feel free to close this. That's absolutely fine. Please look after yourself, and hopefully I will see you in my next audio or another one in the future. But let's go. I can't stop thinking about taking you out for dinner, going to your place after you invite me over. I'd play the respectful guy until I'm in your house. When I'm at your place, I'd try to distract you and lock the front door. I'd keep the act going until I scan the place. Out of nowhere, I come from behind, grab you by your hair, and take out the handcuffs I had in my back pocket. Put your hands behind your back and handcuff you, putting my hand on your mouth to muffle you from screaming and pleading for help. No one can help you now, bitch. I throw you on the ground on your back. I stand between your legs and take off your pants and panties. Touching the damp panties, I look at you and smile. Look at your leaking hole. You're trying to fight it, but your cunt craves it. I wipe your cunt with the panties and shove it in your mouth to stop you from talking. I turn you around, face down, unbuckle my belt, ensuring that you can hear the sound of it. I stand on top of you, watching your ass as you try to wiggle away. I let you move on your belly for a few feet, just to watch you humiliate yourself. And then I grab you by your ankle and pull you back. I put my foot on your ankles, pinning you down, whipping the air a couple times with the belt, with the third landing perfectly on your soft ass. I could hear your muffled screams and the way your body shakes. I spend the next 5 minutes trying different ways to whip your ass, the belt unfolded, folded in two, four, etc., hitting you with the buckle. I could tell you're crying silently. I turn around to watch you, my foot on your belly pinning you down. I take out my phone and start filming you crying. You try to hide your face and turn around, but I push my foot harder on your belly that you stop trying and just look away from the phone. Look at me, bitch. You don't do it. I bend over and grab your face forcefully and turn it back up facing me. When I say look at me, you fucking do it, slapping you after each word, then spitting on your face and rubbing it all over your face mixed with tears, filming all of it. I look at your tits and bend over and grab one of them and squeeze it like a fucking stress ball, while biting the other one. I don't spend much time focusing on them. Instead, I start taking my pants off, and you start wriggling again, and that annoys me, so I slap you a few times. Stop moving, bitch. Until you stop moving and start crying again, harder this time. I take off my pants, and just for fun, I rub my cock against your thighs, looking at you the whole time and enjoying the disgusted look mixed with fear. For the first time in the past few minutes, I look at your pussy and I notice it is so wet you almost have a puddle under you. I zoom in on it and mock you for how wet you are. Even though you are crying and trying to get away, your body craves the attention and abuse you're getting. I touch your clit, and for a split second I can see that you're enjoying yourself, but then you snap back to reality and start wiggling again. I slap your thighs a few times, squeezing your inner thighs after each slap. Stop fucking moving, cunt. I don't know if it's because it's been a couple of days without reading these or what, but I'm so fucking wet right now. Like, it's embarrassing. Oh my god, okay. I'm literally blushing so, so much. Like, now I'm tripping over my words. I'm a mess. fuck. Okay. I loved this. In case you couldn't tell, I fucking love this. Wow. Yeah, it's so... I think the bit that got me, the bit that I was like... And it's probably going to be a bit weird, but the bit that got me, like, I felt it shudder all the way through my body, was where you say, I let you move on your belly for a few feet just to watch you humiliate yourself. Like, it's that kind of fucking psychological fuckery that just messes me up. It just literally messes me up. It's not even a particularly sexy thing. It's just, yeah, wow. Sorry, I don't know what that noise was like. Okay, yep, you've officially overloaded my brain. I am melting. This is insane. I also like... the bit where you say, I stand on top of you. I don't know what it is with being stood on or having someone's, like, having someone, like, step on me, but, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Just, this is so, so good. And the fact that I didn't even get fucked in this one. Like, I need to see the rest of it. Where's the rest of it? I need to know what happens next. Yeah, wow. It's a little teasing, actually. this is very beautiful. This was very aggressive and so fucking sexy. I'm sure you can probably hear the effect that it's had on me. Thank you so, so much for this. I love it so much. I'm gonna go and have myself a really good time now. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I will see, I literally can't stop giggling, oh my gosh. And I will see you again soon, my dear listener. Take care of yourself. Thank you so, so much.